Kevin McCarthy is the new Speaker of the U.S. House, finally. But before the final successful vote on Friday, a North Carolina congressman played a key role in the political chaos in Washington. As Rusty Jacobs reports, being a far-right-wing crusader is nothing new for Dan Bishop.
Republican Jeff Tartt served with Dan Bishop in the North Carolina General Assembly and knew him from the Mecklenburg County political scene.
A person of extreme principles and unquestioned integrity, period.
Before serving in the state legislature, Tartt was mayor of Cornelius, a Mecklenburg County town. And Bishop, in addition to his work as an attorney, was on the Mecklenburg County Commission from 2004 to 2008. Bishop then served a single term in the state house, starting in 2015, before shifting to the North Carolina Senate. He won the 9th U.S. Congressional District seat in 2019 and won re-election to Congress this past November, but for a newly redrawn GOP-friendly 8th District. Tartt is not at all surprised Bishop stood at the center of a small group of arch-conservatives blocking California Congressman Kevin McCarthy from easily taking the Speaker's gavel.
Dan is not afraid to be the last person standing. It's not popular. It's not fun being out there by yourself.
Bishop wasn't by himself entirely. He and more than a dozen other extreme right Republicans blocked McCarthy in a show of defiance not seen in Congress in 100 years. Bishop ultimately threw his vote behind McCarthy on Friday, telling CNN his vote came after his faction got important concessions.
We're going to have conservatives distributed on important committees throughout Congress.
Former North Carolina governor and fellow Republican Pat McCrory also said he was not surprised at Bishop's intransigence.
He considers himself often the only true conservative in the room and often the smartest person in the room with his legal degree.
McCrory was in the governor's mansion when Bishop sponsored the notorious bathroom bill known as HB2. The law restricted transgender people from using public facilities corresponding to their gender identity.
We had long debates between my legal staff and him about the formation of that bill, where it could have been made to accomplish the same goal, but with less controversy. But there's no compromise.
Ultimately repealed, the measure had a detrimental impact on North Carolina's economy as the NCAA and NBA pulled events, artists canceled concerts, and businesses abandoned expansion projects. McCrory had to answer for the measure in a 2022 GOP primary debate for the U.S. Senate.
Listen, we cannot allow discrimination against anyone, but we also can't allow science to be taken over by woke politics.
McCrory lost the primary to now U.S. Senator Ted Budd, and both Budd and Dan Bishop are backed and funded by the Club for Growth. The club is a deep-pocketed conservative political action committee that McCrory says has quote-unquote hijacked the GOP. According to OpenSecrets.org, which tracks federal elections contributions, the Club for Growth was Dan Bishop's top individual donor in the midterm election cycle. Joel Ford, a former Democratic state senator who served alongside Bishop in that chamber, described Bishop as a kind, approachable, and hardworking, consistent conservative.
Am I surprised that Dan Bishop is in the thick of things? No, absolutely not. That's who he is.
Ford has his own history of bucking his caucus. He was one of two state Senate Democrats to vote for a mostly GOP-backed 2018 measure requiring a photo ID for in-person voting. That law just got struck down by the state Supreme Court's outgoing majority of Democratic justices. Ford says Bishop was being tactically smart.
When you're looking to bring about change, you look for opportunities to leverage.
Bishop has consistently taken hardline conservative positions in D.C. He voted against certifying Joe Biden's presidential election victory over Donald Trump and joined many other Republicans in voting against major Biden administration initiatives that went on to passage, including infrastructure investments, the Inflation Reduction Act, and a major COVID stimulus bill. And chances are good that Bishop and his hard-right bloc will defy convention again if things don't go their way. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.